Welcome to your destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert, and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from Concord, California, where it's been a beautiful, warm day. I think it got up to 80 degrees today. It's starting to cool off now. It's just really pretty outside. I hope you're having some good weather where you live. Hope you've had a good day today. It's been a really busy day for me. Mondays usually are because Monday is Monday, and it's also my personal Jupiter day. And you might want to check and see what personal day you are having each day of the week. And you can do that by going to my website, 7thunders.com, that's the number 7 and the word thunders.com, and go to the free destiny reading, type in your name and birthday, and click on the daily card. It'll tell you if it's a Mercury day, a Venus day, Mars day, whatever. And you'll notice an interesting pattern if you start to study and follow that each week. You might notice some interesting patterns, like what days of the week really are better for you. Generally speaking, Venus and Jupiter are typically the best days of the week. But every day has its own unique flavor. And on the website there, it will teach you a little bit about the day. It'll say a few words about that planetary day and what that could mean to you. I find that it's amazing that nearly all of my dental appointments always occur on my Saturn day, which is Tuesday. You might find a similar pattern. So it's nice to know. And Neptune day is the best day of the week to go to a movie. So today is April 30th, the last day of April, and today's birthday, we have Kirsten Dunst, who was born on today. We have Willie Nelson also, and Joe Clayburgh and Eve Arden. This is a Four of Clubs day and a Jack of Spades ruling card day. And people who are Four of Clubs, and this is common for everybody who's born in the center line of the grand solar spread, and I'll tell you who those people are. And that would be the Eight of Diamonds, the Ten of Spades, the Jack of Hearts, Four of Clubs, Ten of Diamonds, Three of Spades, Seven of Spades, and Eight of Hearts. These people are born in the center line of this whole spread. These people all like to be somewhat the center of attention. And Four of Clubs is one of those cards that loves to be the center of attention. So they'll find a way somehow to be the center of attention. And it might be, like in the case of these celebrities, they might become famous by doing something. And other Four of Clubs will get their attention by being annoying because they can be very perfection-oriented, the Four of Clubs people. And they can always find the faults in people around them in how they're not being as perfect as they are. So it's very interesting. Now, today is also a Jack of Spades day. It's a Four of Clubs Jack of Spades. Jack of Spades is this really creative influence. So people born this day are very creative. And look, we have Willie Nelson, we have Kirsten Dunst, Joel Clayburgh. These are all very creative people. That's the good side of a Jack of Spades. Of course, the bad side is that these people could really be less than honest. The people who are Jacks in general, almost all the Jacks, with the exclusion of maybe the Jack of Hearts, and even some Jack of Hearts people, but most of all the other Jacks, they have a great potential for making up stuff. And this can be good for good or for evil, like any other gift that we have. It can be used either way. And the Jack of Spades is the most strong of the Jacks in the sense that it's the one-eyed Jack that is like the riverboat gambler, the thief, but also the spiritual initiate. So you'll find among people of this birthday, some of are they're all very creative, and you'll find that some of them will be very spiritually oriented because of the Jack of Spades. Some may be very dishonestly oriented, and others will be all of them all at the same time. They'll be spiritual and dishonest. What a concept, two at the same time. And speaking of honesty, tonight's topic is about the truth. I want to talk about truth a little bit, just kind of like take a look at it from different perspectives. What do we see here? I've always considered myself to be a person who was in search of the truth. So, you know, I was a seeker for a good part of my life. And I think a lot of people listening tonight would call themselves seekers, because we're still reading books and we're still learning and we're still open to something that will get us in touch with a deeper aspects of life. We all, on some level, we all seek the truth about life. We seek the truth about what's really going on. What is, why is this universe the way it is? Why are people the way they are? Why am I the way that I am? Truth is, in my opinion, an extremely valuable commodity. If we find a truth about something, if we're given that inspiration, or if we discover a truth or realize a truth about something, that truth can change our entire life if we commit to that and hold on to it for dear life. For example, I have a lot of clients, and I might have a client who, you know, they keep picking a partner for a relationship, and they keep wanting to save their partner. And so in my book, I might say to them, or in a reading, I might say to them, you know, you really can't save other people. That doesn't work in personal relationships. It just doesn't work. And I'm sitting here telling you this because it has proven itself to me over and over again that you just can't go into a relationship with the idea of saving your partner. It's just not going to work. So let's just consider that for a moment. And if I was to regard that as a truth, and I was a person who had this habit of saving people, if I could hold on to that truth and just not do that anymore, my life would get better. If I could see that truth and really live in that truth, live the truth of that truth, just realize it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work, and there's lots of reasons why it doesn't work, but I'm not going to go into that right now, but I could. I could go into all the reasons why it doesn't work, but I can tell you it just doesn't work. So the truth is sometimes right in front of us, and we don't really see it. It's kind of obvious. We can keep trying something over and over again. It doesn't work. But there are all kinds of things about truth, actually. You know, like, even though I've always known the truth, being a queen of diamonds that I am and having a lot of threes in my life spread, I've had lots of experiences of my life of not being honest with people around me. So when is it that I would be tempted to lie? Here I am, somebody who, you know, really values the truth. Yet even in that situation, there are times when I don't want to be honest. I don't want to tell the truth. Why is that? Well, I think if you examine it, like, when do we lie? When do we lie to ourselves or other people? Generally speaking, it's because we're going to lose something. We're afraid that we're going to lose something by being honest. That's the time that we are most likely to not tell the truth. And there's all kinds of ways of lying. There's lying by omission, like lying by not saying what we should say. You know, just not saying. Oh, I didn't say a lie, but because I didn't really say, I actually was lying in another form. The things that we're most unwilling to admit to are the things that tempt us to be dishonest. And it's a form of poverty consciousness I've found for myself. Like, I used to always, one of my biggest habits in the past was that if I was in a relationship and I had attractions for other people, I would never tell the truth about it, and eventually I would have an affair, and I would lie about that too. I would never tell that truth. And underneath that, there was a fear. The fear was that I wouldn't get enough love if I told the truth, which is another way of saying that if I were to be totally honest with myself and with other people, the universe is not really a place that I can really trust. It's not safe to be honest. In other words, the universe is not going to take care of me if I'm going to be who I really am. Now, that's a form of poverty consciousness. If I believe that I have to lie or be something other than who I am in order to get my needs met, then I'm living a life of poverty. I'm not allowing the full expression of myself to come out. I'm not even giving the universe a chance. I'm not even taking a chance to say who I really am, because I'm convinced that if I do, the things I need will be taken away from me or denied me. I think some of the most incredible experiences of my life have been where I've been able to admit what I'm really up to and find out that there was still love for me in the world. There's still people still love me, and I don't have to be concerned about not getting what I need, my needs met. If we go on in our life long enough not living our own truth and not being honest with people around us, we become lost. We become confused because we lose a connection with ourselves. We lose our oneness. We lose our unity with ourselves. We become estranged from ourselves. And in doing so, we become lost. We start to know, and you can find this with some jacks. The people who are jacks who operate on the low side, you'll find that they become completely lost and don't know what is true anymore. And so they have no basis with which to make decisions about their life. Sometimes I've had lots of clients where, you know, they're having all kinds of problems, and the solution is just to be honest with their partner and tell the truth. I remember having a client, she was a jack of clubs, and her husband had an illness, and he couldn't have sex with her. It was difficult. It wasn't happening. So being a jack of clubs that she was, she created this elaborate plan to hook up with a guy that was doing construction on their house. And it was an elaborate plan, and she was all designed to make it look like a coincidence. This is a jack of clubs mind for you. They can really think up these things. So that she could meet this guy and then have some sex with him. Even though she was still in love with her husband, she just wanted to have her needs met. And she looked at it in a very kind of matter-of-fact kind of way. She was an Aquarian jack of clubs. And she had a session with me, and I says, well, have you ever considered just telling your husband what you're feeling? And I told her, you know, I said, why don't you just, I don't push these things. I just say, you know, have you considered that? And she really hadn't considered that. She completely dismissed that idea right from the get-go because she really assumed that her husband would never, wouldn't be a positive response from her husband. So I got a call from her a couple weeks later. And actually, she was on the phone with her husband at the same time, and they were both thanking me because she had a talk with her husband. She decided to talk to him. And when she did, his love just poured out onto her. And basically what happened was he ended up getting an operation that helped him to be sexually functional. And they returned back to a really healthy sex life. And they were both, it really drew them so much closer together, whereas if she had been lying to him and doing this thing on the side, it would have actually driven them further apart. That would have created a double life for her. So, you know, we can get completely lost in our lives. Our whole world can become really confusing, and we forget even what is important. We forget what we love. We forget what's important to us if we go on and on not being living in our truth, not being one with ourselves. So how do we get back to that? If you find yourself in that situation. The only way back is to practice the truth again, starting with little things. Whatever you're afraid to say to somebody, whatever you're afraid to say, but not say it in a mean way. You see, some people use the truth like a weapon. They use the truth like a weapon to hurt other people. They'll find your faults, and they'll tell them to you, and they'll use that as a means of trying to hurt you. And a great master once told me, and I'll never forget it, he said, the truth without love is not truth. It's not truth. Truth is, without love is not truth. It's untruth because it's a lie. It's really, truth is a beautiful thing. It's meant to help, not to hurt people. So if we start practicing the truth in a loving way, we will eventually get back in touch with the real us, and we will get back into our center and know where we are, where we're going, and what's happening. And we'll know what to do next. That's an important, very important thing to consider. Now, another thing about truth is that truth looks different depending on the level of consciousness. I'll give you an example. There's an eagle flying up in the sky, and there's a mouse on the ground. The mouse sees the eagle, and the mouse starts taking off. The eagle can see where the mouse is going to go, and the eagle sees that the mouse is heading into an area where he's not going to be able to get out. The mouse can't see that. So the mouse gets caught in an area, and then the eagle catches the mouse, and that's the end of the story for the mouse. But the higher our consciousness is, the more we can see. And people who are on a lower level of consciousness will not understand sometimes the things that people on a higher level of consciousness do. I remember there was a movie I saw once, and I think it was Carradine, who played Kung Fu. He was like a master, and he had a disciple, and he was running around doing things, and he did like five things in a row. But he told his disciple, he said, don't question anything I do today. Don't mention it. Just come with me and follow along. So one of the things he did, he went into this town, and there was this young kid who was really like a little, he was sort of like a little arrogant kid, and he was dominating his mother, and he went up to him, and he just hit him once and broke his nose, and then he walked away. And at the end of the day, finally his disciples said, why did you do this? And he did like four other things like that. They were really interesting, like, they seem like bad things. And he says, well, I broke that kid's nose because in all his beauty and his arrogance, he would have had a terrible life. I just saved his life by breaking his nose. Now he'll lose all of his arrogance, and he'll be able to appreciate life on a better terms. So it's like we cannot always know the truth if we're at a lower level of consciousness, and also if we're at a lower level of consciousness, as I've talked about in our last show on fear. We perceive things incorrectly. We don't see the big picture. We have to be open. We have to feel love and be loved in a loving space to really see the truth on a higher level and make the best decision for ourselves. Truth is something that you can't believe in. You either know it or you don't. It's an experience that you have in your body. There's a knowingness that comes. You have these. We all have these aha experiences, these epiphanies of truth. My advice to everybody is that when you have one of these, you hold on to that truth for dear life. You know, you might be, let's say, a person who is really riddled with poverty, and one day you're watching TV and you see somebody doing something on TV, and you really know that this is something that you would really love to do. You really see that. You say, wow, I never considered that. That is something that I would really love to do. And you get this thrill. If you hold on to that dream because it came to you in that high elevated state and follow that, it will lead you to something beautiful. It will lead you to a better life. I'll never forget that I used to drive. There was a reason I had to do this, but I had to drive from Pennsylvania up to Massachusetts. And where I lived to where I had to go, the trip was about 5 hours. as I recall. And one, there was this huge valley at one point that I would pass by, and it was really beautiful. I love that drive because I'd be looking over my left, and I'm looking out of this whole beautiful green valley full of trees, and you could. It was kind of like being in an airplane and looking down at the Grand Canyon or something. It was just really beautiful. So one evening, I'm driving up that road, and it's still light outside, but the sun is setting. And I look over, and I see this guy flying in an ultralight airplane. And I saw that, and I just could not believe. I thought, oh, my God, that must be the most incredible, fun thing that anybody could ever do. And right then and there, I said in my heart, one day I want to be able to do that, what that guy's doing. Now, it happened to me, but it was almost 20 years later. I think it was about 15 years later, actually. I'll have to count the years sometime, but it was a long time. But I actually did realize that dream eventually, and it was one of the high points of my life, learning to fly and getting the ultralight airplane, and then I would be flying out over these mountaintops and in these valleys and ravines. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. When we receive an epiphany like that, and it can happen in other forms too, it can not just be like an experience like that of what we would do, but just the truth about our life, about ourselves. God gives us these little awakenings. It's up to us to hold on to them. It's up to us to grab onto them and to realize the significance of them, because these are the little lights at the end of the tunnel. These are little lights that are shown to us about where we need to go and what we need to do. I mean, everybody's asking the question, what should I do with my life? What should I do? Well, maybe you've already been given that answer. Maybe the answer already came to you in one of these things, but you've just forgotten about it. You know, if you have things, if you write things down, maybe you have it in your little notebook somewhere. Because this is a truth that was given to you. It means the most to you. So that's my little speech on the truth. I hope that's been helpful to some of you. I appreciate the truth more and more. I'm still not perfect about practicing saying the truth all the time. And I don't just blurt out every little thought that goes through my mind. But I don't withhold the important things anymore, and I'm really grateful for that. Okay, we're going to have a short break here. We're going to have a short commercial break. We do have lines open. I see that one line is taken, and if Leela is still on the phone, we'll talk to her when we get back. If you'd like to call in, we're going to be doing a couple of call-in question and answers, and you can ask a question about your life, your relationships, your work, or you can just comment on the little speech I gave this evening about the truth, whichever you prefer. So we'll be right back after this short break.
I have a question for you. Would you invest 2 hours of your time to learn how to predict your future for the rest of your life? I know this sounds impossible, but I guarantee it's true. Just read the first couple of chapters of my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and you will have the power to know what is coming well before it actually happens. This is the most accurate form of divination ever discovered, and it's easy to learn. Anybody can use it. And I guarantee that you will be delighted or your money back. Just go to 7thunders.com and order the book. Or get our product special that includes both my books and a special report prepared just for you. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Why wait? Find out what the cards of your destiny have to say about your future today.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a really nice, relaxed evening. We're certainly relaxing over here and enjoying ourselves. So I think we have actually William from New Mexico with us this evening. Can you connect me with William?
Hello.
Hi, William.
Yes, Robert.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine for a three of diamonds. The most difficult card going.
One of them, for sure. Still breathing, are you?
Still breathing. My son is transiting my, transit chart. It's up there in the 11th house.
You mean the natal sun is transiting your 11th house?
Uh-huh.
I mean the transiting sun is in your natal 11th house? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been working all my life mostly in the 4th house, doing home health care and cooking in the home and that
uh-huh.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now I want to change.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to when you talk about your son in your 11th. I don't know what you're referring to, actually.
It's my transiting son is up
there
in the 11th.
Well, I don't know. See, the transiting son will go through a house, a new house, every month.
Okay, well, anyway.
So maybe it's something else like a progress sun or something like that.
Well, I think that's what it is. Yeah, you're right.
But anyway, I will look in your cards.
Well,
so,
yes.
You know, we'll look in your – I can look at the cards and say, you know, well, what's going on? So, you know, I know that you know the card system a little bit, your three
yeah.
of diamonds. You probably picked it up almost instantly, actually.
Uh-huh.
So you know that you have a nine of diamonds long range this year.
Yes.
Now, people often have that during a year when they're going to be letting go of what they were doing.
That's why I want to let go of all that stuff in the 4th house, working
yeah,
in the
well,
home.
Okay. So what's involved for you to, like, what does it mean to you that you have to let this go? What do you have to do? Specifically.
Well, quit getting jobs there.
Okay. And are you ready for your new job to come in?
I am, and I want. And what I wanted to, from you tonight is help me with my timing.
Okay. Well, you know, you have another long-range card. The vertical one is a three of spades.
Yeah.
So there's definitely like there's going to be a period of uncertainty here. Okay. But if you look in your next period, you're in Saturn right now.
Right.
And
my next period begins on the 27th of June.
Of May.
Of May, yeah.
Yeah, and you have an Ace of Diamonds.
Yes.
Now, Ace of Diamonds is a pretty strong card for starting something new. So, and you also have a Five of Spades, so I would... If it were me, I'd coordinate it to happen then.
Okay.
In the Uranus period. See?
Yeah.
Uranus is a pretty good period. You know, it's not certainly not a negative period. You know, it's a positive period. And so if you're ready, that's when I would do it.
Okay.
And
well,
what kind of work are you moving into?
I'm going to start doing readings for people.
Oh, good.
Intuitive readings.
Well, you know, you could do that anytime. Do you have to give up your job to do that?
Well, I don't have a job to give up.
Oh, I see. I thought you did.
Well, no. Actually, this whole year, jobs have been very scarce for me since I moved here in August, and I've been living on my savings.
Uh-huh.
It's been... kind of a hard time.
Now, you know, that often happens when there's a nine long range, you know.
Uh-huh.
Especially a nine of diamonds. It does mean money going out, you know.
Well, it's been going.
Yeah. So, you know, this work that you want to move into, is this something that you've wanted to do for a long time?
Oh, yes. And it involves dousing. I'm a douser.
Okay. Well.
And so it involves that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see any reason why that couldn't be really successful. I'm just pretty sure that it will be, you know. I mean, it looks good in the cards. Everything looks very positive, like in the next year. See, now you have a nine of spades long range next year.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that, that you have that?
I hadn't looked in next year's.
Yeah. But see, that nine of spades can mean fulfillment. That's why I was... going to say something. It's normally considered, you know, a really difficult card to have. But if it's something that you've wanted for a long time, a nine of spades can mean fulfillment. Like getting the dream come true.
I've been a dowser, all my life, kind of, but I've never made my living at it.
Huh. So this will be your first time of going out and making a living doing this.
Right, and what I plan to do is to get it, situate myself in a bar and do 15-minute readings.
Oh, wow. So I'm not that familiar with dowsing. Is it, you can do some kind of like a reading with dowsing?
I douse the thesaurus.
Oh, interesting. That is very interesting.
The thesaurus.
So how can people get a hold of you for a reading, Bill?
Well, they can call me on the phone.
Well, are you in the phone book?
Yes, I am in Ruidoso Downs.
Ruidoso Downs, New Mexico.
Yes.
And your last name is Dally, D-A-L-Y.
D-A-L-L-Y.
Oh, two L's, okay. William Dally with two L's, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say that in case anybody listening tonight wants to contact you.
Oh, I'd love to have somebody do that.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested in finding out more about what William does, it sounds very interesting. You've got his name, William Dally, and he lives in Ruidoso Downs, New Mexico. So get out your Google and find him and get his number.
Terrific.
All right, William, I appreciate you calling tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, have a good evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Now, William is a three of diamonds, and threes, you know, I have a lot of three energy in my spread as well, and it's a worry. It can be a worry number, and of course, three of diamonds will worry about money the most. It's considered a difficult card to be, mostly because of the worry, actually, because there's a lot of uncertainty with that card about what's going to happen next financially. But there's a creativity there, and there's an incredible mind. Three of diamonds have incredible minds. They can be very successful at what they do. So I believe we have now Mr. Joe from Florida on line three. Is Joe still with us? I'm waiting for Joe.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So are you familiar with my books or anything? What brings you to call us tonight?
I sure am. I'm very, very familiar with them. Been working with them for about a decade now.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. What's your last name, Joe?
Alvarez.
Alvarez, okay. So what brings you to call this evening? Do you have a question?
I do. I have a lot of questions. My main one is, I found out recently that we can do a spread on our planetary ruling card as well.
That's right. Yeah.
And
you should.
I'm the four of
spades.
Spades, and I've got a king of spades as my long range.
Yes, you do.
Which is a very powerful influence.
Yeah.
Correct.
You've had it all. You know, your year is getting starting to wind down now.
Yeah, it is.
But you can still get some. You can still utilize this if you choose.
And my question is, how can I use that to my best advantage? I know that it says business wise, materialistic wise, I can attain almost anything that I want.
Yes.
I've started a business September, a travel agency that hasn't really. It's up and running now, but it hasn't really brought any money in at this point. And I've also got paid for my first card reading about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently doing readings on MySpace. My main question is, how can I? I'm in my Saturn right now, my Saturn period now.
Right.
Main question is, how can I utilize that the best? What can I expect from that?
Well, see, now you. Let me say a few words, okay?
Uh huh.
You have the King of Spades long range, but you also have other cards that are very important, and you have to look at the whole picture to get the whole to get the real direction that you're looking for. You can't just take one card and and just say that, because sometimes that won't be enough to give you the answer you're looking for. So when I'm looking at everything, you know, you are born September 5th, 1978, and I notice you're displacing a seven of spades this year. You know, this is about you doing your life's, your dream, your dream work, okay? So, like, it's not about doing work for money. It's about doing work for what you really love and believe in. Do you follow
me? Yeah, I'm following you.
And I can tell that the card thing is something that you really connect with.
Oh, it's just an awesome tool for me. My church.
You might have not given it enough attention. Like, you might have thought, well, I can't support myself with the card, so I got to get, you know, my other thing going. See?
Well, so I'm really pursuing now. I've talked with your partner, Joseph, already, and I'm about to get into the class. Yeah, I need to come up with the money. I guess it's $300. And I talked to him about, I don't know, 6 months ago at the time. I didn't have the money, but I'm really putting 100%, well, not 100%, trying to quit my 9-to-5 and get doing both.
Well, you know, you don't necessarily have to quit your 9-to-5, but you have to at least start a plan of moving towards what you want that will happen, you know, that you feel confident that you can do it step by step. I never advocate anybody to just, you know, go all out on a limb. Now, you're kind of young. Maybe you don't have any dependents or anything.
I do. I just have a 6-7-month-year-old baby that's been the Ace of Hearts, which is my new love, is my Pluto card for the year, as well as my Three of Diamonds Pluto card is my baby's mom, which I'm having huge issues with. The three, she's a variety woman.
Uh huh. Yeah, and you guys have a past life Mars connection
with the seven. Well,
so all that passion probably turned into anger at some point.
Oh, we've been to court. She put a restraining order on me. The whole nine's happened with her.
Uh huh. Yeah. So, you know, okay, so given that that's your situation, you really should be prudent about the way you go about this. You know, don't put yourself at risk. You understand?
Oh, yeah, but everything that happened with the restraining order, that was all a lie.
I'm just saying in terms of approaching your work and becoming a card reader, I really think this is the work that you're meant to do. I really do. But I think you should plan on approaching that in a long-term way. Do you understand? Like, think about, I'll give you an example, okay?
Uh-huh.
When I first wrote my first book, The Cards of Your Destiny, before I started writing it, I didn't have enough money to write the book. I didn't have enough money to support myself while I wrote the book. So I got a job that I didn't really like, but it paid well, and I worked really hard at the job in order to get the money together so I would have enough saved up to write my book. And I had to work that job for about 6 months. And in 6 months' time, I saved enough money up that I could actually not work for a whole year. You follow me?
Yep.
And that's the plan. That was my plan. I call it the great escape, you know. It was my great escape from the life that I had into the life that I wanted to have. But I had a plan, and I didn't, at no point did I have to really take a huge risk. You understand?
Yeah.
So I would never advocate somebody taking a huge risk because it's not really necessary.
Well,
so,
are you talking about quitting when I said quit?
Quitting your job and all that stuff, yeah.
That's not going to happen until I'm positive that
good.
I'm a diamond card. I'm not going to leave myself without any money.
Okay, good. I appreciate
right.
That's what I was hoping to hear.
Yeah, that's not an issue there. I'm just wondering with the... So the King of Spades, you also saw some other cards that counter that card?
Well, it's not countering. It's just saying it's in a specific direction. Okay, now your year, you only got a few months left in this year, okay?
4 months, yeah.
The King of Spades, you have to have a list of what you want to accomplish, and you have to have specific goals. And then it will kick in, and it's big. It's huge. You have to have a specific list of goals of what you want to have happen.
Okay, that I have.
Okay.
With my Uranus coming up with the Five of Clubs, there's a move happening, maybe unexpectedly, maybe drastic. Also,
well, it doesn't have to mean a move. It can also mean an expansion of your knowledge. It could mean that you're learning something new. It's not necessarily a move. It can be a move, but it doesn't have to be a move. It could be
That's
other things.
That's
going to
be the cards. I'm going to get into the class within the next week or two. And I know.
Yeah,
that's
and you've got an Ace of Spades right now, which is the symbol of the cards, you know?
Right.
So I think that everything, I think the cards is really the thing that you're meant to do more of. You know, I really do. I'm not saying anything bad against your other idea, but it hasn't obviously paid off that much, and I don't hear you being as excited about that.
About what, the cards?
I hear you being a lot more excited about the cards than about your travel business.
Well, they're going to be two businesses that I'm going to run simultaneously.
That's fine.
That's my plan.
What I'm saying, though, is if you're connected with your real dream, things happen quicker and better.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really. I do, but not really.
Okay. Okay, so that's okay. I'm just saying, okay, if, just imagine for a moment that, Joe, that you were given a specific highest job. It was given to your soul before you were born. Imagine that for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Like there's some job out there, there's some work that is just for you. You follow me?
Yeah.
And if you ever find that work, it's going to feel right and it's going to go really well. Okay?
Right.
I don't think the travel business is that work for you.
No, I don't think. It's a source of income that I want to have. I'm trying to.
And you're displacing the Seven of Spades, Joe, and that means you have to follow your highest work, not the pretend one.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to convey to you.
One more question I have for you about my Pluto cards, which is my baby's mom and my son, I believe, and also finding someone else to replace her. And the result cards is a divorce card, which is a Five of Hearts, and a marriage card, which is a Four of Hearts.
There's a chance you could meet somebody else. Are you divorced yet?
We're not married.
Oh, you're not even married. Okay.
No, we're not married. But I mean, it's like we're married. We have a kid, so it's we go through the same things that divorced couples are going through.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. I've had similar experiences myself.
Okay. Yeah, it's awful.
So, you know, well, it's not always awful, but it certainly can be awful, and I've had it both ways, so I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
But the cards indicate, you know, you could meet somebody new by your next birthday.
Right, I see that.
But, you know, you should try as much as you can to clean up the relationship with your son, with your child's mother. Because everything that you don't clean up with her, you're going to bring with you into the next relationship.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be major baggage that you're going to impose on the person that you meet next. Do you understand?
Yeah, right. I definitely hear you.
Because they'll have to deal with not only with you, but with your ex. See?
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff to put on somebody else who didn't have that to begin with, you know. So
yeah.
as much as you can clean that up with your ex to get it to where there's positive energy flowing, the better it will be for everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think you're going to meet somebody, though. It looks like it.
Yeah, probably so. I'm already on the dating scene, so that's already happening.
Okay, good. Good.
So the Five and then the Seven of Hearts also in Uranus underline is could be a betrayal of some sort.
Well, it could be, but Uranus is really more of a spiritual influence, so it doesn't usually show up that way. It usually shows up as some sort of a spiritual experience. See, don't just jump the gun and interpret these on a negative. They can sometimes be very positive. Okay?
Right.
Especially a 7. See, Uranus has a 7 energy to it by itself.
Okay.
It's a 7 energy on its own. So when you have a 7 in Uranus, it usually has a much more positive spin than it would be like in Saturn or something. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Joe, thank you for calling. It's good talking to you.
You too. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, here's a young man who's learned the cards, and he's 28 years old. He's about ready to have his Saturn return happen. One thing I found significant about the Saturn return, which occurs around age 28, 29, is that after the Saturn return, we tend to realize that, you know, we're only going to be good at certain jobs. Before Saturn return, I sort of thought I could just do anything. After the Saturn return, I realized, you know, I'm not going to be able to be good at everything. I'm going to have to narrow this down to the things that really are easy for me and come naturally easy to me and are naturally a good fit for me. So it's a maturing process in a way. It's very, very positive if you look at it from the right point of view. Okay, we have a woman named Lynn from Texas. Boy, we have all kinds of, this is a third Virgo tonight, and all the poor Virgos are in Saturn right now. So let's see, is Lynn still with us? Are you there, Lynn? Hello? I'm still getting just nothing on the other end. There we go. Now I'm getting a dial tone. So maybe Lynn's no longer there. Maybe Roxanne is with us.
Yes, Roxanne is with you.
Hi. Roxanne.
I'm calling from Asheville area, Robert, and I have Christine Sayeda sitting right next to me.
Oh, that's for me.
That's hello.
Cool. Hi, Christine. Say hi to Christine for me.
Say hi, Christine.
You guys, it's late out there. What are you doing up so late?
We're sitting here listening to your show. Christine flew in from Portland area and is back into Asheville.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So do you live there in Asheville, Roxanne?
Yes, I did. I've been over to your house when you lived in this area.
Okay, so I probably met you then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what's on your... Do you have a question for me tonight?
Yes, I do. I was wondering, I am February 7th, Five of Spades, and I met somebody that I've been dating, and he is also a Five of Spades, February 7th, 2 years difference, 2 years older.
You guys
have
the same exact birthday. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I wanted to see what kind of connection you're seeing. I know what kind of connection I'm seeing.
Okay, so ask Christine to turn the radio off for a second.
Okay.
Because we're getting a little feedback over here. Yeah. I'm hearing like double echoes coming through the phone there. Okay, great. Okay.
Better?
So, you know, you guys are the same cards.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So this is when you have... when you have the same exact birthday like that, and of course you're a different year, but you're the same birthday, same cards, the most important thing about this kind of relationship is the way that it can be such a strong mirror for the two people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the potential for a relationship like this is to feel extremely close to the other person. Because here you are looking at somebody who is essentially your exact mirror. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You know, and that can make you feel extremely close to this person. But there's also a cost involved with that, a liability, because that other person can be such a strong mirror of you that it can really bring up things in a much more intense fashion. Have you had that happen yet, or is that, how's it been going so far?
Well, no, I had a feeling that was going to come up in our relationship. It hasn't happened so much, but yeah, we have a lot of similarities that I noticed, and I get to see in him that I noticed and have noticed in the past about myself.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, the only reason we're usually attracted to somebody who is like the same card as us is because we want to love ourselves more. Does that make sense?
I'll think about that.
It's an opportunity to love ourselves in a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, okay, so you basically just imagine that you're dating yourself. Okay. And, you know, there's parts of you that you've embraced, and maybe there might be parts that you really haven't embraced, you know, about yourself. You're going to find out because it'll show up in him. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And anything that he has not embraced in himself will show up in you. You know, like an example, like Queen of Clubs people are very reckless drivers, and they drive angrily, okay? So I met a Queen of Clubs one day, and I said, you know, I was just making conversation, so I said, what's your birthday? And I found out she's a Queen of Clubs, and I said, well, do you have, like, do you drive really fast? And, you know, and because most of them do, she goes, oh, no, I drive so carefully, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she said that because she knew she had that propensity inside of her, and she compensated for it by slowing really down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You following what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
So there are things about you that you may have, you know, that you have compensated for, perhaps. But, you know, it remains to be seen. Yet still, how long have you been dating?
Probably since the end of October.
Oh, well, then you guys have been doing, how's it, it sounds like it's going okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it is.
You know, Aquarians can usually get along with anybody, you know. The only thing about your birthday is that you both have a King of Diamonds as a ruling card.
Yeah, I know.
And that King of Diamonds likes to be the boss. So who gets to be the boss? That's the question.
Well, it depends on what situation it is.
Well, you know, ideally you two would share, you would take turns and have your own domains, ideally.
Right, yeah.
You know, like you'd be in charge of certain areas and he'd be in charge of other areas.
Right.
That would be the ideal solution for you two.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I was coming from. I mean, he has his assets and things that he does real well, and I feel, you know, they're different.
Oh, good.
I mean,
well,
some of them are the same and some of them are different. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad it worked out that way. It could have worked out a lot of different ways. It sounds like you guys it worked out in a good way for you guys.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's only, you know, about 6 months, so it's, or 7 months or whatever it is. And
well, that's a long time, actually. I think that's a pretty good time. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like 10 years, but a lot of people don't make it that far.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Okay, Roxanne, anything else?
All right, well, thank you. Take care.
Oh, I really miss Asheville. Thank you for calling from Asheville.
You're welcome, yeah.
Tell Christine I miss all my friends, too.
Yeah, and we miss you here.
Oh, God. All right, well, thank you so much for calling us. Again, say hi to Christine.
Well, all right, thanks.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think that Lynn, who was disconnected earlier, is back. Is she actually back? Hello? Is Lynn on the phone?
Yes, I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Lynn.
Okay.
Lynn from Texas.
Yes, Lynn from Texas.
How's it going, Lynn from Texas?
I'm doing okay. I just, is this
you're in the, you're in the hardest period of the year.
Huh?
You're in the hardest period of the year.
I'm in the hardest period of the year? Oh, yes, you're telling me.
Yeah, you're in Saturn.
Yes, I'm in Saturn.
And Saturn is typically, you know, pretty difficult.
It is, and I've you know, I got that three of diamonds in Saturn.
Yeah, like money problems, maybe.
Yes, or? I'm having some serious issues with the money. And I'm also having some relationship issues. I was in a relationship for about a year, and it's kind of winding down, and I'm trying to figure out if I need to continue.
I laugh because when you said that winding down, it reminded me of that movie, Intolerable Cruelty. Have you seen that movie?
What was the name of it?
Intolerable Cruelty.
No, I haven't seen
it. It was George Clooney and Catherine Zeta-Jones, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see that movie.
And it's really funny because she gets married to this guy for the money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And right there at the wedding, he's an attorney who's like a divorce attorney, and he really likes her, you know. And right at her wedding there, right at the reception, he pulls her aside, and he says to her, well, now that the marriage is winding down... And I thought about that because you're a five of diamonds, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and now that the relationship is winding down.
Right. And see, he's a seven of hearts with a jack of hearts ruling card, and he has a five of diamond long range right now.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a lot more steady kind of guy than you.
He's a lot more what?
Steady.
Steady? Well, I don't know. He hasn't shown me that much of it.
Really? He's not like, he doesn't keep his word? He's not dependable?
Yes and no. Sometimes he is and sometimes he's not. If you know that he has the seven of heart and jack of heart ruling card, he has issues with, he can't decide how many women he wants in his life.
Is he a Scorpio?
Yes.
Ah, he's Bill Gates' birthday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, seven of hearts usually don't play around all that much. But, you know, if they've been burned really hard in the past, sometimes they will go that route because they just gave up on it, you know?
Right.
Not that you should feel sorry for him or anything, but it's nice to understand what happened and how it got that way.
Right. Well, I didn't understand it. I thought more of it was maybe the Jack of Hearts because, you know, in your book you talk about the Jack of Hearts and how they will hold on to a relationship or go to one relationship after another because they're still dealing with their playboy.
Well, Jack of Hearts usually... They're one of the ones that does that the least, but there are people that do it, don't get me wrong, but they're not as commonly known for that as other cards.
Right.
Because they're sacrificial in nature, you know? They
yes.
like to, they're there for their friends, you know?
Right, and it's hard for him to let go of the of those people. He doesn't want to hurt their feelings, and when he is in a relationship with someone that he really cares for as opposed to someone he's feeling sorry for, then it interferes. And, you know, my five of diamonds is like, I really don't have time for this, you know, because I feel like these people are using him, you know.
Yeah, and but he's using them also to get what he wants.
Right. You know? And it's a double-edged sword. And I feel like I'm in the middle, so that's why I said I'm just kind of winding down.
Well, you know, you certainly have no obligation to take on all the karma that he brought with him into the relationship. So you can do whatever you want at any point.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big girl.
Oh, yeah. And I really do care a whole lot about him, and I love him, but you know, I'm trying to figure out if this is the end, you know, because I have that five of club displacement, and I'm just trying to find out if it's worth it for me to hang in there or, if, you know, I should move on, because, as you know, I do move on quite a bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. at the age that you are and the age that I am, we really never connect. We should never expect anybody to change. You know, if we really don't love them and we can't have, you know, be with them the way they are, we should just let it go.
Yeah.
You know, they're not. We should never expect anybody to change. They're not going to.
Right. Which is the conclusion that I've come to.
Yeah.
You're saying exactly what I've been feeling and what I've been thinking.
We either have to love him the way he is, or release him to find somebody else that will love him the way he is.
Right.
So it comes down. Now you're in Saturn right now, and it's going to be so hard for you to make any kind of decision.
Mm-hmm.
I would wait till after Saturn if I were you.
Oh, so you think I should wait until
after? Yeah, wait till like May 25th.
Okay.
You know, you'll be a lot clearer then. You're in this really undecided state of mind right now. And
right.
You'll probably, no matter what you decide, you'll probably go back and forth about it.
Right.
So why drive yourself nuts? Just postpone it.
Okay.
That's my
good.
Suggestion.
Mm-hmm. I have another question for you. This period, from what I can see, it's like my next year will be an ending of a cycle period. What should I expect from that? Do you have a way of me?
I'm sorry, what are you asking me about? You're asking about next year now?
Yeah, my next period. It's like an end of cycle. Like I'm going through a transition with my work also.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm feeling like this is just kind of the end for me with not just my relationship, but with my work too. I'll be 52 next year.
52 is your most, one of your most blessed years, okay?
Most blessed years?
Yes, it is one of the most blessed years, and it's a critical year because we have to let everything be as good as we can possibly let it be. You know, at age 52, you have to be willing to embrace as much of life and love and joy as you can, because that, in other words, you have to release all the blocks to that somehow. Do you understand?
Right.
And everybody has a different little thing they have to learn at 52, some little lesson they have to learn in order to really have a full life.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a magical year no matter what you do, okay? But, you know, you have to open up to say, like, am I really living the dreams that I've had all my life, you know? Am I really living the dream life that I once had when I was younger?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Okay.
You know, and I think for you, it's about letting go of some things. It's about letting go of some ideas you have about your life and how it should be. Because I'm looking at the age 52 spread for you. You're born 9-6, 1955. Age 52 spread, you have a 9 of clubs in long range. Okay.
Right.
And you have a 2 of clubs environment, which means there's fear that holds you back.
Right.
Your whole life has been held back by fear. So can you let go of that fear this year? Can you make decisions that are not fear-based and really go for it?
Okay.
That's the question that you have to answer. But even if you don't figure it out, it's going to be a good year. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to be moving. You're going
to
be moving.
I'm going to be what?
You're going to be moving.
I'm going to be moving.
You're going to be moving, yeah.
Do you see that I will get another job or move out of the city?
I don't know. You're going to be moving, though. Maybe traveling.
Traveling. I'll just travel.
I say you're going to move also. Probably, probably in November and December, or December, most likely.
November or December.
Because that'll be your Venus period. You have a five of clubs and nine of spades. That's when you're going to move.
Mm.
At least one of the times.
Now, when you say move, that could be any number of things, right? It could be.
It means moving to a new place to live.
Oh, okay.
That means out of the place where you live now into a new place where you live. Now, that could mean out of state or out of the city or out of your building, but it's going to definitely be a change in that area. Okay?
And that's because of that five of clubs and nine of spades in Venus.
That's right.
Okay.
They're not going to cause it. They're just a symbol for it.
That's a symbol for it, right.
That's what that symbol means. That's when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Lynn. Good talking to you. Nice to meet you.
Okay. I got one more question.
No more questions. That's it.
No, you already
used up all your questions.
No. It's just between the ruling. What is the most important, the ruling planet or the birth card?
They're both important. You have to get to know each card separately. You got to get to know the five of diamonds part of you and get to know the queen of spades part of you. And when you see how they each operate differently, then when you read that spread for each card, you'll know what part of you you're talking about.
Okay. Because sometimes that's confusing to me.
Yeah, well, it is a little confusing because in the book it doesn't tell you every single thing, so you don't know. And it's something that I teach in my DVDs and everything, more of the finer points of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good question. I'm glad you asked it.
Okay.
All right, Lynn.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I probably will get those DVDs.
Thank you very much. Have a pleasant
You too, and I enjoy your books.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate hearing that.
All righty.
All righty.
Have a blessed evening.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, everybody. We do have another caller, but I think we're going to end the show now and just have a little song as we end the evening. Don, if you could play one of my songs. And how about the Krishna Lullaby? If you have the Krishna Lullaby, I'd like you to play that song. By the way, my new CD is almost done. I'm real excited. I got it, all the songs down, working on the cover. I would say probably within a few weeks we'll have it available on my website, seventhunders.com. Anyway, everybody, I hope you have a really great evening tonight. And a great week this week. Thank you for joining us on the show, and I hope to see you again next week. Good night.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.